We continue discussing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the Gemara says that Kivin di boy potin nafshi bikrishma shakos arvis, mishim hochi chayel shvuolei. So the way many mefarshim explain, many achroinim explain, the Pnei Yeshua, the Prima Gadim, the one to fulfill the mitzvah just with saying Krishma, just with saying Shema Yisrael. Our Sumeach disagrees. The Our Sumeach says that you have to say V'hafta and V'hayim Shmaya. You have to say both parashas. Then and only then are you yotz the mitzvah. The Shagas Aryeh has a whole different approach. The Shagas Aryeh's approach is when the Gemara says that you can be Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah just by saying Krishma Shachas V'Avis, it doesn't mean Krishma. It means any Parsha. What the Gemara means to say, says the Shagas Aryeh, is that by saying any Parsha in the morning and any Parsha in the evening, I fulfilled my basic requirement, and therefore any learning on top of that is in the category of not something that is really more than the minimum. And as we explained in our previous year, that's why the shvur would be chal. But I did see a beautiful pshat from the Kotzker Rebbe quoted in the Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh, why specifically Krishma. He says, if we think about this, he says, we find here a very interesting situation. He says, B'chol HaTorah Kula, where we have a pasuk, and the Torah is telling us how to be mekayim a mitzvah. The Torah is telling us how to be mekayim a mitzvah. And we, usually the Rabbanan, come and say a more stringent explanation of a pasuk. Here, Torah says, eat one kazayis moitzi matzah. The Rabbanan say, no, you have to eat two kazaisim in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Here, we have just the opposite. Posh pshat in the Torah, the posh pshat is that the Torah is telling us a Jew has an obligation to learn all the time. Come to Rabbanan and say, no, you don't have to learn all the time. You say Krishma Shachas V'Arvis and it's enough. How is that? So the Kotzker explains that the Gemara is teaching us a tremendous lesson. If somebody is just going to say Krishma in the morning and the evening, and he's going to say Krishma properly, with the proper kavana, and recognize and understand what he's saying when he says Krishma, we need not worry. Such a person will already spend as much time as he can learning. So now it could very well be that we could understand the opinion of the Pnei Yeshua. Yes, the Pnei Yeshua says that we can be mekayim the mitzvah just by saying Krishma Shachris V'Arvis, and just by saying the Pasuk of Krishma. But by saying the Pasuk of Krishma, we can now be comfortable in knowing that this person is going to spend more time in learning. So, as we said, the Gemara says, by saying Krishma in the morning and the evening, you will yoyt the mitzvah, and that's why this shvua is chal. So the Rosh explains, posh pshat, I was mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by saying Krishma in the morning and the evening. The rest of the time, I'm not mechuyif to learn. And therefore, since I'm not mechuyif to learn, any other time, I could now, the shvua is chal. And as the Ritva explains, though, as we spoke about extensively in our previous year, that after one is mekayim the basic chiyuv, the minimal chiyuv, which as we have been explaining, the minimal chiyuv is to say Krishma Shachas V'Arvis, now it becomes a very subjective situation. Depending on the person, depending on the person's circumstances, that is what is his chiyuv in learning Torah. So says the Ritva, Let's say we'll have an individual who is very busy and can't learn more than just saying Krishma Shachas Farvas. So as we quoted the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch in our previous year, he has no chiv to learn more. And this person who has no chiv to learn more accepts upon himself to learn more. That was not Shvur Chal HaShvur because he had no obligation to learn any more. But as we explain, Duran has a whole different explanation. Duran says that certainly there's a chiyuv d'oraisa to learn all of the time, v'shinantan l'vanecha, as Duran explains. However, since the limud, the chiyuv that we learn from that limud of v'shinantan l'vanecha is not all of the time, is not beferish in the Torah, it's only something that's learned from a drasha, the concept of ein shvur chal al shvur is only said by something which is said explicitly in the Torah. Something which is not explicit in the Torah, we don't have a concept of ein shvur chal al shvur, and that's why this shvur is chal. So we have here a very big machloikus rishonim. The Rajba says that shvur, ein shvur chal shvur, is on any doraisa, even a doraisa that is not mefurish, only a doraisa that we learn through a drasha. Tosfos has a different approach. If there's a mitzvah that indeed is only learned from a drasha, but somebody makes a shvur to be mevatel such a mitzvah, the shvur would not be chal. But to make a shvur to be mekayim a mitzvah which is not explicit in the Torah, which is only learned from a drasha, such a shvur would be chal. So again, to review, the opinion of the Ran is that a shvur is always chal on a mitzvah which is not explicit in the Torah. The opinion of the Rajba is that a shvur is never chal, even on a mitzvah that's only learned from a drasha. Tosfos differentiates that if I'm making a shvur to be mevatel a mitzvah that I learned from a drasha, the shvur is not chal. If I make a shvur to be mekayim a mitzvah that's only learned from a drasha, that shvur would be chal. So ask the Ran, ask the Marit, that there's a stira. Here the Ran says that to make a shvur to be mevatel a mitzvah that I only learned from a drasha, it's going to be chal. The Ran in the Shal Satruvis asked the Marit, Simon Ayin Gimel says that if somebody makes a shvur that he's going to pay ribis the Rabbanon, he doesn't have to pay because he's making a shvur the Rabbanon. So ask the Marit, if here we're learning where we have a Doraisa, but it's just not an explicit daraisa, it's a daraisa that we only learn from a drasha, says the Ran, it's not a shvur. Certainly in a situation, it is a shvur. Certainly where it's a drabonin, it should also be a shvur. So the Machnech Frayim answers that we have this concept many times in Shas. Divrei Chacham and Tzrikin Chizik Yoysim Divrei Taira. And therefore, if you make a shvur regarding something which is only learned from a drasha, indeed, says the Ran, your shvur will be chal. A shvur against a drabonon will not be chal. And I saw that the Shach gives a nice explanation. He says as follows. A shvur, something which is only learned from a drasha, says the Shach. So the Ran obviously is of the opinion, does not have the same strength as something that's said explicitly in the Torah. However, something that is learned from a drasha, something that says the Rabbanon,
is as if it says it beferish in the Torah. Because the Pasuk says, L'shoshim cholash yagid l'cho yom in a smile. And that's why a Rabbanon, says the Shach, is stronger than a derice that we learn from a drasha. So we have two different explanations why the Ran will agree that a Shvu is not chal on a Rabbanon, and it is chal on a derisa that's not explicit. One is because Divrei Rabbanon Tzrikin Chizik Yoyis Mishal Torah, the Machne Ephraim's approach, or the Shach's approach that a Rabbanon may be considered more of a derisa than something which is learned from a drasha. So we learned now, therefore somebody made a shvua that he's going to learn a certain perek or a certain gemara, certain mesechta, the shvua is chal. There's a machlokes amongst the paiskim, what does he now have to learn? The Ritva says, he has to learn that perek. And in fact, I saw a beautiful pshat that the Sfarim say, we started in our previous year, the gemara asks, he already has an obligation to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, and therefore the Shvur should not be Chal. So ask the Rishash, yes, a person has an obligation to learn, but he doesn't have an obligation to learn that specific Perek, that specific Masechta. So why does the Gemara consider that a situation of Shvur Chal al Shvur? Say the Mefarshim, if somebody makes a Shvur that he's going to learn a certain parak, what drove him to make that shvua? He obviously has a connection to that parak. He obviously has a connection to that mesechta, to that limud. So if somebody sees that he has a pull to learn a certain mesechta, somebody sees he has a pull to learn a certain limud, then that's a limud that he's takim mechuyif to learn, and that's what the Gemara says, mujmeh ba'imud. And that's what Ritva is saying as well. Once I made the shvua, and now we're learning that the Shvuah is indeed considered a valid Shvuah, I will have to learn that. Others, however, disagree, and others say that the Tzais seems to learn that you can learn anything and still be Mekayim the Shvuah. But there's a very interesting question that I saw that the Mefarshim ask. The Gemara says, in Masechta Megillah, at the beginning of the Gemara, Masechta, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Mevakim Talmud Torah or Boyin Lishmoy Mikra Megillah. That somebody, the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, Mevakim Talmud Torah. So the question is, why is that called Bittul Torah? If I'm coming to Shul to hear the Megillah, isn't that learning? So why is that called Mevakim Talmud Torah in order to hear Mikra Megillah? And clearly, in our Gemara we see that saying Krishma is Talmud Torah. So why is Mikra Megillah not considered Talmud Torah? So there's actually a very interesting discussion amongst the Paiskim. If one can fulfill two mitzvahs with one act, and many Paiskim want to use our Gemara as a raya that you can fulfill two mitzvahs with one act. You're saying Krishma, and with the recitation of Krishma, you're also fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So we see you could fulfill two mitzvahs with one act. Says the Masham, in Chelik Beis, Shalos Tshuvos Masham, Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Tes, that it's not a compelling raya. Because Talmud Torah and Krishma, and we gave the explanation earlier from the Kotzker, is very much in line with this, are really one mitzvah. It's all to bring us close to Hashem. That's why you could fulfill Talmud Torah with Krishma as well. But it could very well be, all other mitzvahs, says the Masham, you can't do one act and fulfill two mitzvahs. However, most Paiskim disagree. The Paiskim discuss a situation if somebody accepted upon himself days to fast. And then one of those days that he accepted by himself to fast also happens to be a timeless. Could he fulfill his nether with the same way? So the Paiskim say yes. Or Moshe has a tshuva in Yerodei Chelik Aleph, Simeration on Dalet. If there's somebody who is hired to say Kaddish for people who lost relatives, could you say Kaddish for a number of people? And the answer is yes.
So now we're learning that you could be Mekayim Mitzvot Talmud Torah
with saying Krishna. However, the Pais can point out, if you want to be Mekayim that way, you have to make sure to say Birchas Torah before you say Krishna. In other words, let's say somebody wakes up late, and if he's going to say Birchas Torah and then Krishna, he's going to end up saying Krishna too late. So all the Pais can say, the Shalosh Tshuvos B'Tzel Chochma Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph has a discussion about this, that he should say Krishna. But that Krishna cannot be in the place of Talmud Torah. He obviously didn't want it to be Talmud Torah. He didn't say Birchas HaTorah first.